Ready.
Yeah, I'm
That's
ready.
A question.
I am ready.
Arizona.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we crammed everything we could cram into 2 days. So, kind of, you know, you kind of see what your guys are capable of learning real fast, because there are some new little things that we have to do based on what they do, and our guys adapted well to it in the last 2 days.
This is the first time that you're the guy that's, I guess, maybe the final say on who makes the 53, who doesn't make the 53. What's that process been like, going to be like for you? How do you feel about being the guy who's going to have to, you know, a couple days,
yeah,
say goodbye to 20?
Well, you know, I mean, it's Brian and I will obviously talk with the staff, and we've been talking all training camps. You know, I don't think it's good business to wait until the very end and then try to make a whole bunch of huge decisions, you know, at the end. So we've been trying to evaluate that process ongoing. It's never easy to go through that. You know, from our end, you know, I've let players go, you know, throughout the year this year, and that's never a fun experience, you know, because they come out here and they work hard, and you kind of get attached to them. So, you know, it's not going to be something I look forward to, I tell you that much. I'm sure there's no coach that looks forward to telling players that they have to be released. So, but it's part of this game. We have to do it, and, you know, we're going to try to assemble the best 53 guys we can.
How much of what guys do tomorrow night will factor into that?
In some circumstances, it certainly will play a role. I mean, everything that they're doing on the field tomorrow, you know, we have a purpose for it, for them to be out there, and they're going to play like they have a purpose. So, you know, we're not taking anything for granted. We're going to look at every player. There's certainly a lot of things that could come into place, you know, based on injuries and all kinds of other things that you need to make sure that you evaluate everybody properly. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow, and they're going to play like that.
About the injuries, are you concerned about the general state of your health, or are you kind of glad you've had the injuries when you did, and now you have a chance to heal up and you'll be okay?
I'm not glad we have injuries. I mean, nobody is, but I'm hopeful that we'll field the healthiest team that we can field next week when we go to Cincinnati. And I'm hopeful that a lot of the guys that have missed periods of time during the course of training camp and then lately will be also ready to go. So, I mean, that's kind of, you know, where I stand on that. I can't guarantee one thing or another, and I certainly don't want to put expectations on players in terms of injury rehabilitation that aren't attainable. So we hope we can take the healthiest 53-man roster to Cincinnati, and the guys that haven't been here, we're looking forward to getting them back soon.
There's a lot of stuff flying around out there about Brandon, trade, all that kind of stuff. Anything definitive you can say or anything?
Yeah, there's no discussions whatsoever taking place between the Denver Broncos and any team in the National Football League regarding Brandon Marshall. We're looking forward to having Brandon back on the 6th of September and starting our preparation for Cincinnati with him.
You had any contact with him? Is he going to play tomorrow?
Say it again.
How's Roshan?
No, Sean's doing better every day. Not sure if we're going to play him tomorrow. He would be capable of playing, but I'm not exactly sure if that's the smartest decision. We're going to talk about that here in a few minutes. So taking all the information into account and making sure that we do the smart thing by the player and make sure that we're ready to go for next week.
Josh, not just with Noshon, but with your starters. A lot of teams in this fourth preseason game won't play starters in much or at anything. What is your philosophy on that?
My guys are going to play. You know, we're not going to play. You know, into the second half or anything like that. But there's some things we want to do better than what we've done, and there's some little things we want to make sure we go out there and try to accomplish. So, like I said, everybody who plays tomorrow is going to understand the purpose for them being out there on the field, and we have a purpose to try to accomplish some things that we want to get done and see tomorrow. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. We're excited. It's kind of neat that you don't have to wait too long to play another game. You know, you play one Sunday night and turn around, and you know, 3 days later you're getting ready to you know, have the night before the game beating tonight. So they'll play. They'll play tomorrow.
Given the state of overall health of the team you know, this being the final preseason game, what do you want to get out of it?
You mean in terms of the health of the players? What are you asking me?
Well, what is there a goal that you have just to get out of this last preseason?
Well, there's some things we want to, you know, improve on some of the things we did poorly last week. Offensively, we'd love to come out of the game with no penalties, no turnovers. defensively. We did some good things last week in the running game. I gave up a big two-minute drive, so it'd be nice to get into a two-minute situation and play the situation better than what we've played at the last two games, because Seattle and Chicago both scored on us before the half. So, you know, there's a lot of little things like that that we're looking forward to trying to improve upon and get better at, and we'll see which ones come up tomorrow night.
Have you determined how long Tom Brandstetter will play?
He'll play a long time.
Thanks, Joe.
You got it. Thanks.